This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjil Ghimire with the news. Our top stories first. Investment Board approves foreign direct investment worth over rupees 38 billion. Three corona-related deaths reported in Banke, Kanchanpur and Chitwan districts, and India's governing Bharatiya Janata Party and its allies have won key state election of Bihar. Now, the news in detail. The Investment Board has approved foreign direct investment worth rupees 38.68 billion for the three mega hydropower projects. The 45th meeting of the board on Tuesday, chaired by the board's chairman and Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli, approved the foreign investment for the hydro projects to be constructed as per the public-private partnership. Board's spokesperson Dharmendra Kumar Mishra informed, for the 77.5 megawatt Gunsa Hydro, rupees 17.63 billion has been accepted. Likewise, rupees 10.61 billion has been approved for 57 megawatt Himchuli Dordi Hydro and rupees 10.43 billion for 65 megawatt Dudkhola Hydro have been accepted. Board Chair and Prime Minister Oli underscored the need to leverage ICT to tide over the impediment and delays in the mega projects occurring due to the COVID-19 pandemic. Three corona-related deaths reported in Banke, Kanchanpur and Chitwan districts. A 44-year-old woman of Narayan Municipality 2 of Doilek district died of coronavirus infection in Banke. District Health Office, Banke's corona focal person Naresh Shrestha said the deceased died while undergoing treatment on Monday night. Likewise, a 62-year-old man of Bellori Municipality 5, Kanchanpur, died of coronavirus infection yesterday. Information officer of the Sethi Hospital, Dilip Kumar Shrestha, said the deceased tested positive for the coronavirus on 6th of October. Similarly, 68-year-old man of Ratnanagar Municipality 12 of Chitwan district died of coronavirus infection last night. 21 people undergoing treatment at different isolation wards in Banke district have returned home following successful health recovery. District Health Office, Banke's corona focal person Naresh Shrestha said 12 men and 9 women have returned home after recovery. With this, the total number of recoveries in Banke district has reached 3,150. The business community has urged the government to create an environment conducive to ease the supply of goods stuck at the transits with China due to lockdown over COVID-19. The National Entrepreneurs Federation of Nepal, in a statement on Tuesday, took a decision in this regard. Federation's president Naresh Katwal said the supply of goods has not been easy despite repeated calls to the line minister and top leaders of the various political parties, stating that China has been creating hurdles in the supply of the goods through the transits. The Federation has asked the government to resolve the matter. At present, only one or two containers have entered Nepal through the transits. A person died and another one sustained injuries when a bike hit a truck in the western part of Dang district. Area police office, Khilatipur in charge, Mohan Bikram KC, said the deceased has been identified as Chitra Bahadur Dangi of Bawai Rural Municipality 6. Similarly, the injured has been admitted to Rapti Provincial Hospital, Tulasipur, for further treatment. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to some international updates. India's governing Bharatiya Janata Party, BJP, and its allies have won a close race in the key state of Bihar. Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi said democracy has once again won in Bihar, in a vote many viewed as a test of his government's COVID-19 response. The Election Commission said National Democratic Alliance, NDA, won 125 seats in 243-member assembly. Tuesday's election was the first major poll in India since the COVID-19 pandemic. Joe Biden has said President Donald Trump's refusal to concede victory in last week's White House election is an embarrassment. But the U.S. president-elect, who was who has been making contact with foreign leaders, insisted nothing would stop the transfer of power. Mr. Trump, meanwhile, tweeted he would ultimately win the race that all major TV networks have forecast he lost. As happens every 4 years, U.S. media projected the election victory. None of the state-by-state results have yet been certified. Several vote counts are continuing, and the outcome will only be set in stone once the U.S. Electoral College meets on 14th of December. Authorities in the Philippines on Wednesday ordered thousands of residents in eastern coastal communities to evacuate ahead of the arrival of Typhoon Vamco, only weeks after the country was battered by the most powerful storm recorded anywhere in the world this year. Vamco, which carries sustained winds of 125 kilometers per hour and gusts up to 155 kilometers an hour, is due to make landfall later on Wednesday, and it is the 21st tropical storm to hit the Philippines this year. The Philippines, an archipelago of more than 7,600 islands, usually sees about 20 tropical storms each year. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news from Radio Nepal. Before wrapping up, top stories once again. Investment Board approves foreign direct investment worth over rupees 38 billion. Three corona-related deaths reported in Banke, Kanchanpur and Chitwan districts. And India's governing Bharatiya Janata Party and its allies have won key state election of Bihar. Well, that's the end of this news from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also log on to our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Our next news in English will be at 8 in the evening. Till then, stay tuned and have a good day.